Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey there, listeners. Remember when Barry and I kept sneaking in plugs to our Unhappy Hour Live Philadelphia show? Well, lucky for you, we recorded it and we're bringing it to your ears right here, right now. Just a heads up, some segments were a little bit more visual, so we left those on the stage and out of this podcast. But that's just one more reason why you should look out for the next live show so that you can be in on the secret. And now, let's get to the show.
Good evening, ladles and gentlefolk. I hope you're ready for the hottest way to end the hottest day of the year. And now, I'd like to introduce to you the hottest host. The host whose red hair burns like the sun's piercing rays burn his pale, sensitive skin. Whose voice will tantalize, titillize, and taint your mind. Whose podcast on Happy Hour needs you to subscribe, rate, and review after the show. Put your phone away! Don't be that asshole who takes blurry videos. We'll be around for all your boomerang needs after the show. Now please, welcome to the stage, Mr. Matt Balasag!
Shit I love to hate every single week, and I am here live in Philadelphia. I'm joined by my producer, Barry Finkel. Welcome, Barry! She's got all my shit.
I do. You don't even know what to say. You wouldn't be able to do this without me. I already
oh, God.
Nice. We're good. We're great.
How's everyone doing? We're off to a great start.
Oh, yeah.
How you feeling? Good? Everyone has a drink? There's fans blowing on you because this theater is old as shit. This theater is 100% haunted, all right?
I
was
no
here
doubt.
6 months ago, if any of you were here. All right. Oh, nice. A brand new audience, or the rest of you are fucking pussies. You better fucking be loud because we're recording this shit, and I want the mics! To hear you. Anyway, how are you doing, Barry?
I'm like so good.
Good, good.
Yeah.
We're drunk.
We're what?
This was a full bottle upstairs.
So. Oh God.
Anyway, let's see. We're gonna have a lot of fun. We have a drinking game, and the drinking game is there are no rules, and it's whenever I say to drink. And then I have a bell.
drink!
And then you drink. It's like being in a hospital bed, except we'll definitely die at the end of it.
There's no hope.
Everyone got it? All right, good. Yeah, we got one person who's already done.
All right, cool. Bye.
All right, so here's how the show's gonna go. It's a live podcast, so I have fucking notes, so does Barry, because whatever, I'm not fucking perfect, all right? I'm not scripted all the time. I need to read from my notes. And this is mainly for audio, because that's what my face is made for. So, I don't like how much you laughed at that. Fuck you. Philadelphia, all right. Like, you all look so great.
We love you so much.
All right, so here's how the show's gonna go. First, we're gonna start with Worst Things First, the segment where I tell you all the craziest news that I found on the internet. After that, we have a deep dive for you. We're diving headfirst into the worst things about the summer, because fuck this shit!
So bad.
I fucking walked 2 blocks to get here.
We Ubered.
That's not true.
We did not walk here.
We Ubered 2 blocks. I was like, fuck it. Then we're righting one of the biggest wrongs in entertainment history, because Philadelphia has been dealt a blow. That's right. You don't have a Real Housewives franchise of Philadelphia. There is no Real Housewives of Philadelphia, Andy Cohen. So we got the Real Housewives of Philadelphia that we will introduce you to. You get a housewife! You get a housewife! And finally, we're gonna close the show with a game we call Bowl of Shit Talk, where we pick some topics and talk some shit. We have a bowl that
it's
is
right
here above your heads. If you're brave enough to just approach the stage in the middle of the show and write a suggestion
There's
down.
A pen.
You can like
It's take, my personal pen.
You could take the sheet back to your seat and then get out of my face and then write it and then like throw it in. And then I'll pull the topics and then complain about them. All right, so that's the show. Are you ready?
Oh!
Let's go. Let's do this. Let's get into it. Let's start the show. Worst things first.
It's gone.
You hear it? That's our music. All right, this Worst Things First, part of the show where I tell you all the worst news first. That's the title. All right, first story. There's this fucking hedgehog named Arbuckle the Hedgehog, all right? And he just got named the fattest hedgehog in the world!
I love
you. You want to see a picture of this fat bitch?
Yes, please.
Look at it! Look at it!
I love him.
He's so big. It's not a porcupine. That's what I thought at first. I was like, that bitch is a porcupine, and he's lying.
Can't fool Matt.
No, according to the rescue center where he was turned in, he's about the size of a World Cup football. I like how they sprinkled that.
It's not a measurement, I understand.
Yeah, I don't
fucking
know
what that means.
What melon is he the size of? That's my measurement. As the product of basically, this man like feeds hedgehogs for fun. And then he called this rescue center because he was like, most of these hedgehogs, like, eventually they leave, but this motherfucker, he's sticking around because he's so fat. And he had to hand it away to the person, to the center, to get Arbuckle some help. So now Arbuckle is on a regimen, an exercise regimen. I'm not fucking making this up. And they gave him a restricted diet, and they're scattering his food around, so he has to rummage for it.
I need someone to do that for me.
No hedgehog seamless. You can't just order that shit. You have to work for it. They said, and I quote, "He will be grumpy for a while, but we're being cruel to be kind." So, there is no way he would survive in the wild. You know what? Let Arbuckle live his life! He doesn't need your shit, okay? This is 2018, we're about body positivity.
Yes!
Even though they said he physically cannot roll into a ball.
Oh, no!
Just let him live.
It's like it's one thing. Oh, no, they're going
to notes. It's fine.
We're good.
Next! I don't have another slide for this story, so you just have to look at Arbuckle.
He's so cute.
German authorities are launching a probe into a string of deaths. It's getting dark fast. They're at this metal fittings company after an employee was caught trying to poison a coworker's lunch. So this old motherfucker in Germany tried to poison his coworkers, and someone was like, hey, he talked to his supervisor. He was like, hey, I think this guy's up to some shit. Can we check the security tapes? And they found him like pouring a powder onto the sandwich of the guy who complained. And so they arrested him, and it turns out he may be responsible for 21 other deaths.
What? Deaths?
Of his coworkers. Nobody was like, what the fuck is happening at this company? Meanwhile,
21?
Fucking Herman. I don't know. He's German.
There's Herman.
Since 2000, there had been 21 deaths. And
so it's spaced out.
Spaced out.
It's like
there's a normal amount of
deal.
Deaths. But I guess the particular substance, it might, like a lot of people die from cancer or heart attacks, which is a result of this particular poison. So.
How many Christmas gifts from his coworkers did he accept?
He was like, fuck this!
Over
fucking
that many
Kathy
years.
Gave me a shit gift at the Secret Santa dead.
No. Ugh, that's why I just
honestly, a lot of times on Unhappy Hour, I have a hard time distinguishing whether someone is a hero or not a hero.
I often ask and I get no answers. I still can't figure it out. Like this guy, I think would be a hero for you. See? Thank you.
It depends on what his coworkers are like. You gotta hear both sides, you know?
The hedgehog. That's a hero.
That's a hero. So far, all heroes. Anyway, he got arrested. I don't know. There's no end to that. He'll probably end up in jail. Just be careful.
Jail.
Look at your coworker. That one coworker is like a little off. Now you know. Next, a semi-trailer carrying chocolate from Hershey, Pennsylvania, crashed! And
I'm so sorry, everyone.
Anyway, I guess the driver, any of you know him? Okay. Also, I didn't know there was a Hershey, Pennsylvania. That's cute.
That's like the Hershey. Not like DC.
It's like how they name New York after New York.
What?
You know what? They're not all gonna land.
I
so.
Would have edited that one out. Now you know what it's like.
Anyway, this car, it was a truck and it was going down the highway and it caught fire and all the chocolate was destroyed. The guy was fine or whatever. Or woman.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Did someone boo him surviving? Fuck with the chocolate, you deserve death! There's some openings at a metal fittings company you might be interested in. Anyway, fuck. Hershey, Pennsylvania, I guess. Next! Elon Musk, do you know him?
Who? Who is that?
What?
What? Slide? Change the slide? Oh,
there's no other slide!
We literally don't have an actual
slide!
I'm so sorry. Yay!
Elon Musk is an elderly billionaire who's dating something named Grimes.
Something?
I don't know. What is Grimes? Is it one person or multiple
artist, people? A musician. It's one woman.
It's like four raccoons in a trench coat. Anyway, if you don't know, Elon Musk is a clam. What kind of name is Musk? Mollusk is what I'm thinking of. Anyway, we got there. Elon Musk is a tech billionaire. He created Teslas, if you know those. Probably some other shit. I don't care. I don't drive. I'm gay. That is a meme that I don't understand. There is a meme on the internet where gay people can't drive, and I don't understand it.
I will say I've never seen you drive, and I've driven you several times.
Yeah.
So.
I have driven you. Shut up.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. It's when you crashed into a fence.
I crashed, and we captured that on the podcast. You're
True.
Welcome.
Subscribe, rate, review.
Content. Anyway, so Elon Musk, apparently he saw this illustration on the internet and he was like, I like that. And the illustration was of a unicorn farting electricity. I don't know what that looks like. I realize this would have been a prime opportunity for me to show you that, but...
Just use your brains.
I was more worried about getting fed before this, so... And I did, so that's good. Anyway, he liked it so much that he integrated it into the like operating system for his cars.
What?
Which I don't know what that even means.
What does that mean?
What does a car have to have an operating system for?
Just put it in drive.
Anyway, the artist, his daughter, the artist of the farting unicorn, his daughter's on Twitter and was like, that's my dad's shit, you piece of shit. And Elon Musk was like, just be cool, ma'am. He said, quote, it would be lame for them to sue him and that they should be grateful for the attention. Literal quote, too bad I'm stealing his mug crayon drawing. Tough.
That's rude.
What if I just stole your fucking car idea, man? Watch me. I could do that. So fuck all of you. Anyway, I don't know what happened with that story. They're probably in court. But Elon Musk is being a big old dick about it. So, fuck him. This next story, I need to honestly just, like, go through it on my phone because it's so ridiculous. There's a woman in a place called Burlington, Iowa, which is, like, just don't name your town after a coat factory, okay? At least pick something that sells more than one thing. Even though Burlington Coat Factory sells more than one thing. They sell so many things. Maybe they should change their name. Honestly, I'm just stalling. Why? Where the fuck is Google Docs?
Phone?
Oh, here it is.
Have you guys seen this hedgehog? It's like a really, it's so
Arbuckle's
cute.
Still kicking it.
His little nose is so cute.
Oh, it's loading. Okay. This is the story of this girl who discovered that her boyfriend was cheating on her after she ordered from Jimmy John's sandwiches.
First
this
mistake.
Crazy story.
First mistake.
Fuck you! Jimmy John's is my life! Even though the owner of Jimmy John's has said some shit, and
also,
I don't agree
with
that.
Also, the sandwiches aren't that good.
But you want a minute and, like, you want a 5-minute sandwich? Jimmy John's it up.
Freaky
I'm just gonna
best.
Remember the story.
Freaky
basically, best. Her boyfriend lives 3 hours away, strike number one, okay? Long distance relationships never work. sorry. I've been watching Catfish for like the last 2 weeks. Boyfriend, okay, sis. Anyway, her boyfriend was like, I'm about to take a nap. And she was like, let me order you some Jimmy John's. And she placed an order. She texted him. It was like, your food is on the way. Which, like, all right, you're doing a lot. And she said, your food is on the way. Remember to tip. So not even a gift because he has to tip himself. That's my gripe. So they deliver it, and then later, like an hour later, she gets a call from Jimmy John's, who is like, hey, we don't usually do this, but when we deliver the sandwich, your boyfriend was sitting on the couch with a naked woman. They narked! They narked on the guy!
No!
That could have been his mom!
That's often what I do with mom.
It's Iowa!
Oh, no!
Anyway, yeah. That's the story! That's the whole story. But she was like... sorry.
Did he tip?
Indigestion. I think he did tip.
Oh.
I think he did.
Oh. That was in our notes.
A little bit too much.
It wasn't. I'm sorry.
Anyway, I'm just saying, watch what you're doing when you order from Jimmy John's, because they will tattle on you. You better open and shut that door real quick, because if they glimpse anything, they'll fucking call your mom. Next! A pair of gay swans. Yes! I love gay animals. They've been forcibly removed from a lake.
Oh, no.
After, I know. They've been forcibly removed from the lake after they kept attacking swimmers who got near their nest full of multicolored plastic cups. You do not come for a gay's tableware. I've invested in quality presentation. Yeah, they had to move the swans because they were like, you get near my fucking cups, I will fucking kill you. Anyway, that's it for Worst Things First, our craziest stories.
Today's episode is brought to you by Fleur. Fleur creates sustainably crafted, hypoallergenic, award-winning perfumes delivered right to your door. Each Fleur scent is inspired by real moments and crafted by world-class perfumers. And they tell you every ingredient in their perfumes and why it's there. There are no secrets, no nasty ingredients, and no BS. Summer leads to a lot of terrible smells. But what's been great is how the hotter I get, the better I smell when I wear Olmsted and Vox, my Fleur fragrance of choice. Olmsted and Vox, it's like taking a walk through Central Park and then tripping and falling only to be caught by a bushel of orange blossom clouds. And now you can try that scent or three other scents with this offer. You can go to Fleur.com today and use promo code UNHAPPY to get 20% off your custom Fleur sample set. That's promo code UNHAPPY at Fleur.com to try three Fleur fragrances of your choice at 20% off. PHLUR.com. Now back to the show.
You know what's up next?
Let's zoom out from worst news of the week to the worst things about this season. It's time for our deep dive. Ready? Are you ready for the song? Thigh pubes. Sweaty underboobs. Smokey the Bear. I don't know.
It works.
Deep dive, deep dive, deep dive. Deep dive, deep dive.
Deep dive,
deep dive, deep dive, deep dive.
Deep dive. Ooh, that reverb, that reverb.
Oh, God.
Woo!
All right, July is here, bitches. Pride Month 2, the sequel, Too Gay, Too Furious. Yes. Also, it's officially the hottest fucking day of the year and probably ever, okay? They're like, it's the hottest day ever recorded in history. Great. I guess we'll die. Which means it's time to complain about the summer. The 3 months of the year when the sun is like, let's see how you like it. Being on fire all the time. assholes. Outside in the summer is like Matthew McConaughey's mouth. You think it's gonna be great, but it's just hot, wet, and tastes like someone else's dick.
All right. All right.
Just some light homophobia to start off Pride Month 2.
Welcome.
Summer is like that rush of hot air when you open like the dishwasher to check inside on all your dishes. Or the rush of hot, moist air when I pull down my pants during a screening of Magic Mike 2, XXL. Just hot, wet air.
God.
Summer is like living inside the tree the Keebler elves live in because they bake their cookies in that. It's a tree, you dumb little fox. How are you going to operate an industrial oven inside of a hollow tree that you also eat, sleep, and fuck one another in? By the way, the lead elf's name is Ernest J. Keebler.
Why?
Which sounds like the most plantation-owning name I've ever heard. Yes.
Once again, I'm sorry.
You know what the J stands for? Jefferson, as in his elder brother, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions.
Wow, so layered.
Anyway, without further ado, let's get into the worst things about summer. First, my skin feels like it's just constantly sloughing off my body, like I am a sweaty rotisserie chicken just turning around the spit in a hot grocery store display case. I may have plump thighs and breasts and a delicious crispy skin, but that doesn't mean I want a family of five gnawing at me over the garbage can. Nobody who has their shit together has ever bought a cooked rotisserie chicken from the grocery store. Nobody who knows what a 401k is and has health and dental benefits has ever walked into a grocery store and intentionally bought a baked rotisserie chicken.
This is a personal attack. Personal attack.
The only people who buy rotisserie chickens from the grocery store are people who don't know how to cook.
Rude.
People
Rude.
Who don't have time to cook, and men who don't know how to buy a sex toy.
I'm very sensitive.
I'm just saying it's a cheap option. You just have to let it cool down.
Okay.
Yes! Maybe it's just my grocery store. We'll see. Next! I don't want to see anyone's bare fucking skin, okay? No! I don't care who the fuck you are. Everyone's skin is disgusting. We have been fed the lie that some people have good skin. Wrong! Wrong! Nobody has fucking good skin. Your skin is like a used lint brush that someone dropped in a litter box, okay?
No.
It's hairy, it's covered in dusty crumbs, and a cat has shit in it at least once. Your skin. Your skin is like the inside of a garbage can at a Keith Urban concert.
What?
I don't entirely know what I mean by that.
I don't either.
But you should be disgusted.
Yes.
Your skin is like the bottom of a bucket of KFC chicken, except your 11 secret herbs and spices are just sweat, tears, dried ketchup from last night's midnight McVisit to McDonald's, grease, salt, semen, hair, saliva, urine, and paprika. Your skin is literally just a sponge that absorbs the worst of the world around you.
It's true.
You need to keep that shit covered. No shirt, no shoes. Get the fuck out of my face. And I swear to God, if I see your bare feet outside, you better be motherfucking Bigfoot. and I better never see you again. I don't know what I meant by that.
I don't know either, again.
Because his feet are big, and I'm interested.
Interested in
I
what?
I did write, unless you're hot, then none of these rules apply. If you're hot, you can be barefoot outside, but only if your feet are in my mouth.
I'm so unhappy.
I'm not even into that shit.
Cool, cool, cool. Same.
Do you ever accidentally see some porn that you don't want to?
I am right now.
The other day I was on Tumblr and I was just looking through it and I was like, what is this naked guy doing in a bathtub? Taking a shit, apparently. That's not a fucking joke! I get to see that shit and so do you. Our next video! Can you imagine? This theater has shown porn before. It just has that feel. So also in summertime, like shirtless guys suddenly think they can play the guitar. No, bitch.
No.
You couldn't before, you can't now. Just because the fucking sun is out. Keep it on. Everywhere is a music festival if you're a white guy with dreads. That's, apparently. Summer is bro season and I've had enough.
Oh my God.
It's when bros are at their strongest. Listen, bros, just because cargo shorts are in season doesn't mean you should be putting them on your body.
Amen. Amen.
Watermelon is in season. You don't see me walking around with a seedless slice covering my dick. But I could.
Stick around.
Also, Speedos. All right, I'm all for body positivity, but, you know, live your life, dream your dreams, cover your titties in whipped cream, and smear it all around. But if I see another raisin-skinned old man with a fucking tiny napkin covering his pulled pork sandwich, I will chain myself to a rock and let the pigeons gnaw my eyes out like Greek myths. Do I wish we could all just be naked and happy and accepting of one another's bodies? Yes. But I can't help it that every time I see a hairy grandpa in Speedos, all my brain can see is a thin piece of fabric holding back the contents of my entire shower drain.
No!
You know when the pubes start growing downward?
No.
The thigh pubes? When it grows on this part of the thigh, that's when you got yourself a grade A disaster. I don't even know.
Is this the part where you take off your pants and put on a Speedo? Oh, no. We just drank.
Aren't you glad we don't have visuals? Because I would have went in. Picture just like a Speedo holding back the smallest dick.
So small.
It's just like a Vienna sausage trapped in a dinner napkin.
Oh my God.
Next! There are no good holidays in the summer. Fuck you, summer! Sorry, sorry that fucking fall has Halloween, winter has Christmas, and spring has Easter. You can't just make up the Kia summer sales event and expect me to be happy about it. Also, my birthday is in the summer, and I never got to bring treats to school. It's fucking... Yeah!
Matt.
Fucking Tiffany with her Rice Krispies in September. Fuck you, Tiffany! Just because your dad is president!
No!
Don't clap for
that. Don't bring him into this.
It's not even a joke. It's just
space. God.
Fuck you, September birthday. Next, I'm just constantly marinating in a puddle of my own juices. And I honestly, I don't even remember a time when my thighs weren't just in a celebrity death match with one another. And yes, they are celebrities. The left one is Kathy Bates.
Say hello
and the
to
right
Kathy.
One is Dame Judi Dench. Ooh. And they hate one another. Here's a sample of a conversation that my thighs had with one another the other day. Here we go. Ah! That is a conversation my thighs had with one another the other day. Was that too loud?
It was just right.
My thighs are like the angriest game of Hungry Hungry Hippo. Just mauling at the air until there's something to grab onto. Yes, bitch! So, help me God, if you tell me to wear more deodorant, like I have control over the shower hose that is my sweat glands. I hope you all step in a wet puddle with your bare sock and it never dries. I wish that upon you.
Fun fact, I spilled all over myself before
I
this.
I scared Barry earlier and she spilled all over herself, but that's what you get.
Oh,
all right.
This is more.
I am already seconds away from eating the Pillsbury Doughboy raw.
No, I filled you
just
over that?
Just bending him over a counter and eating him from the asshole first.
No, why did I do that?
If he bakes for even an instant, I'm swallowing his fucking face whole. That's how I feel when I'm outside. My body is too doughy and buttery to be in the heat for longer than a minute. I'm already preheated, bitch. I'm constantly preheated. This is how I feel about summer. We're all just in the microwave of life. Just spinning around on that little plastic plate in the microwave, Hot Pocket juices covering everything. Just trying to live. Next!
No!
I'd rather go to literal hell than go to a beach for an hour. I don't...
Woo! Not my place.
Beach Boys who?
What?
No amount of douching can get sand out of your asshole, all right? That's based on empirical science. Empirical means I have done the research. I have had sand in my asshole that's been there since at least before Leonardo DiCaprio won an Oscar. There are babies that can walk and talk that have been on Earth longer than some of the grains of sand in my asshole. Switch that and reverse it.
Just like Missy Elliott.
There are grains of sand in my asshole that have been in there longer than some babies on Earth.
Nailed it on the first try.
Nailed it on the first try. Who goes to the beach? If you want to sit near water and relax, turn on a faucet while you take a shit.
So wise. So wise.
You get the whole experience. And by the way, where am I supposed to shit? At the beach? And yes, I will have to shit because I'm sitting in the searing sun with my stomach just baking like a simmering spicy chili on a stovetop. I'm supposed to just shit in the ocean like some kind of shark? No, because fuck sharks. They're just big dumb fish with sharp teeth and make an entire fucking week dedicated to them. oh, a shark eats one boat and he gets an entire Steven Spielberg franchise. I bite one hot guy on a beach and I get fucking arrested. Jaws. The beach is just a crock pot next to the ocean, okay? It's just slowly cooking you from the inside out. Let's face it, crock pots got their name because they're crocks of shit. If I wanted to wait 8 hours to be disappointed by a meal, I'd take your dad to SeaWorld and then eat his ass.
What have you done? No! Leon!
That was one of those jokes that I wrote, and then I was like, I'll amend this by the time the show comes around. I didn't.
We practiced so many times.
The ocean is disgusting, all right? You know how many dead bodies they find in the ocean every year? Probably more than zero. At least. That's too much. You're just swimming in a bowl with a dead body. Everyone's like, go out. Go out and get some fresh air. What the fuck is this air? There's no such thing as fresh air. All air is fresh. That's a lie perpetrated by big air and people who just farted in your face. I'm sick of it. Also, controversial opinion, but the sun is too bright, okay? The sun is too bright and it's too hot. And I shouldn't have to cover my body in fucking creamy sun-fighting jizz just because the sun is racist against white people! You know what SPF stands for?
What does it stand for?
Super puny fucks!
You didn't write it up!
I didn't write anything for that! Super fucking califragic expialidocious!
That was it. All
next!
Along. Next!
Kids are more powerful in the summer than in normal times.
Can't argue with that.
It's like you wound them fucking up and set them down and they're like... Also, bonfires are fucking hazards, all right? If I wanted to smell like a pile of burnt logs, I'd fuck your dad. I don't know. I don't have...
What?
I didn't have an ending to that joke. I just had a setup, not a punchline, and my brain immediately goes to, I'd fuck your dad. So, someone has to, and it's not your mom. Smokey the Bear didn't self-immolate for you to get drunk on Four Loko and start a bonfire in the middle of a fucking forest, all right?
That's the punchline right there. There it is. We found
gotcha.
It. Got it.
And so help me God, if you ask me to make a fucking s'more, you can go fuck yourself, all right? S'mores are trash. It's just a jizzy marshmallow that you cram between two dry fucking cinnamon crackers, graham crackers, you had them back of your pantry. You're like, Becky, can you bring the graham crackers? And she's like, sure, I think I have some. And she fucking digs into the back of her fucking pantry. And then you drive on over to fucking Hershey, Pennsylvania. And you throw some spikes on onto the highway until a chocolate truck crashes. You got yourself some s'mores, bitch.
Set that shit on fire.
Next! Seatbelts are silent assassins that can, in an instant, ruin your entire life. If your bare skin has ever touched a seatbelt buckle, Godspeed. I rebuke the devil in the name of the Lord! Also, that car reflector that some of you bitches put up in your windshields, you're like, I'm gonna take an extra 5 minutes to unfold this fucking thing to reflect the sun. The only reason you need that is if you're gonna leave your baby in the car for like more than an hour.
God help your children.
Don't do that, please. I'm gonna be indicted.
You turned out fine, though.
They're like, Matt, you told them they can do it. Also, every swimming pool is just a toilet that your whole body can fit into. And I swear to God, Philadelphia, if you fill a fucking dumpster with water...
Why would
fuck
you do this?
Do you see that story? It was like 3 years old, and the fucking mayor of Philadelphia had to ban dumpster swimming pools.
What level?
Some of you assholes covered a literal dumpster with tarp and then filled it with water and was like, it's summer, bitch! No!
What level did you stoop to?
Because that's why our children need to be vaccinated! Because you're
right
filling a dumpster
there
with fucking water! There's fucking cheesesteak juice in there.
It's all we know about Philadelphia.
Danny DeVito is there for some reason. Do you see that picture of Danny DeVito at Pride?
No.
And Rob Muckafuckalini was behind him, and I was like, who's this hunk? And it was the guy from That's Always Sunny. Anyway. Yes. Also, summer is fuck because no lifeguard is as hot as pop culture would have me believe.
Amen.
Fuck that. All right. Also, if Zac Efron came up to me on the beach looking like he did in Baywatch, I'd run for my fucking life. That's terrifying. He looks like the Hulk after he's angry.
You're not into that?
We only have a few more. God, I've been up here for like 4 hours.
I think we can like go to the last one.
Let's see, what else?
It's fine, I'm just your
producer. Mosquitoes!
Ooh!
No thank you, bugs that are responsible for all the Jurassic Park movies. Also, fuck anybody who is like oddly proud of how much mosquitoes like them. Mosquitoes just love me.
I may be positive.
I'm just like, mosquito, I just have that blood. Have fun with Zika, bitch. Also, summer is for yard sales, and I don't want to fucking stand in your hot garage and go through all your old shit that you think is worth more than a hand job in the back of an ice cream truck. No! Mr. Softy, not on my watch.
Oh!
These things have nothing to do,
do
with
you
one
get
another.
It? Mr. Softy's an ice cream truck.
Ice cream trucks are hellish, all right?
What a transition.
Ice cream truck, there's no way that we should be trusting people who listen to the same song for 12 hours a day.
Absolutely.
To give food to our children. Remember, kids, don't go up to a man in a truck who offers you ice cream unless he's asking you for money. And he says, I got a softie for you. And that's it for our deep dive.
Thank God. Thank God.
Listen, I wish it were the end of summer, but unfortunately, it's just the end of this segment. So, we're almost there. We're almost at the end of the show. Have you had a good time?
Wait, we need to bowl of shit talk.
Oh, we have our bowl of shit talk. Yeah,
all
right.
Which is unfortunate, because I have to pee so
now
fast.
We have our world-famous game, bowl of shit talk. It's where we put a bunch of topics in a bowl. I'm going to pick one, and then I'm going to set a timer for a minute, and I'll only complain about each thing for 1 minute.
No, 30 seconds.
All right, 30 seconds, and this is the end. All right.
Go.
What's the deal with Pete Davidson?
I'm happy
Listen,
for
honey,
Ariana.
I heard Pete Davidson's got a 10-inch dick, so I don't want to question. If anybody doesn't know, Pete Davidson is an SNL cast member who recently got engaged to pop sensation Ariana Grande.
Mazel, mazel.
I'm so into you,
into you.
Guess who's into her? Pete Davidson. Listen, I like how whoever wrote this as a Seinfeld intro. What's the deal with Pete Davidson? His dick is so big! He got a tattoo of Ariana Grande on his fucking neck! He did. He did
so many tattoos. Like,
he got a tattoo of the bunny ears, the Ariana bunny ears, on his neck. What? Everyone is gonna maul you to death. Philadelphia doesn't play. Be nice! She was helping out. Be nice.
Matt?
All right, I'm gonna pick a new one. If you were sorted at Hogwarts, what house would you be, and what character would you top or bottom? Wild left turn! I mean, I'd fucking bottom for Harry Potter, yes.
But who would
you
top?
We all would. 13-inch wands. I'd bottom for everybody in Harry Potter except Robert Pattinson because I'd top him.
Okay. That's your answer to who you'd top?
You'd have to because Cedric Diggory's body is dead.
No, goddamn it, Matt! I couldn't edit that out! Goddamn it! Goddamn it!
I'm sorry!
I'm sorry!
No to necrophilia!
Oh, why?
Next! People who wear flip-flops to music festivals. Yes, bitch! I don't want to see your nasty fucking toes. Anybody whose toes look like they can grip a pole? You know, those people who are like, I have 10 joints in my middle toe. No! You're nasty. All right. Are you ready for our chasers, Philadelphia? We're almost there. We're almost at the end of the show. Our chasers, because we've complained so much, our chasers are the good things that help all the bad things go down easy. It's what we remind ourselves is good in the world. Barry, you've been up here with me. Give it up for Barry. Barry Finkel, Jewess.
I'm so scared.
Barry, what's your chaser?
My chaser is everyone sitting here. Thank you so much for coming out.
Woo!
For coming to this live show. I'm used to doing this in a studio where we don't get any feedback. You've basically done my job for me. Thank you to Nick and everyone at the Troc, which is the cool way
to say it. The Trocadero!
The theater that I couldn't remember the rest of the name for. Thank you so much to everyone. Thank you to the Philadelphia Podcast Festival. Woo! Thank you to Matt. Thank you to everyone. And that's like my chaser is just everyone who's here who like fed their energy to the microphone. And Matt, what is your chaser?
Well, all right. My chaser was going to be all those things. So fuck you, Barry, because
you're
you took all of them.
You're
now
welcome.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. What the fuck are you supposed to do at 9:47 p.m. on a Sunday night?
Like, it's 9:47 p.m. on
a
Sunday night.
I took your chaser. What are you going to do?
I don't know what I'm going to do. All right. I do know one of my favorite things in the world is karaoke.
What?
On a Sunday fucking night. I love karaoke. I went to karaoke a couple weeks ago, and you know what song I wasn't able to do?
What?
My signature song.
Tell me.
What happens if I do my signature song live for you? Philadelphia! Karaoke! All right, testing. Are we ready? Are you ready for the song, Philadelphia? This is, and I am telling you, from the soundtrack of Dreamgirls. First time I've ever performed it.
I turned it on. What?
And I am telling you.
I have to pee something.
Sorry, not sorry, but my singing voice is too gorgeous to play on this podcast. And also, I don't want to get sued, so... And that's it for this episode. Fun fact, we later found out that the dude who kept saying Beyoncé's name wrong was kicked out by security. Do not take the Queen's name in vain at my show. Another fun fact, Barry literally peed herself on stage. Don't miss out next time when we're in your city. Also, maybe bring an umbrella in case Barry doesn't get her bladder issues worked out. You can head to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Stitcher, wherever you get podcasts, hit that subscribe button, then rate us and review us, but only if it's nice. Unhappy Hour is a production of Pineapple Street Media. It's produced by Barry Finkel, Josh Gwynn, Claire Tai, and me, Matt Bellassai. Special thanks to Jenna Weiss-Berman, Max Linsky, and everyone at the Philadelphia Podcast Festival. Music by Hansdale Sue. You can find me on all the social medias at Matt Bellassai. That's it. That's everything. Thank you for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
I've been Matt Bellassai. I'm going to stick around, take pictures. We'll take pictures wherever you want. Good night.